USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris had a civil but heated debate over COVID-19, the economy, and the Supreme Court.
Joe and I are very clear. The American people are voting right now, and it should be their decision.
They'd like to know if you and Joe Biden are going to pack the Supreme Court if you don't get your way in this nomination.
Let's talk about packing.
You once
Come
again
on.
Gave a non-answer. Joe Biden gave a non-answer.
Trying to answer you now.
American people deserve a straight answer. And
yeah, let's talk about packing the court then. Let's talk about
Please.
The pack.
I just want the record to reflect she never answered the question. So you American people, maybe
you.
The next debate, Joe Biden will answer the question.
Thank
but I think
thank
the
you.
American people know the answer.
Thank
Hurricane Delta continuing its push toward the northern Gulf Coast. The storm is expected to make landfall on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Support for Judge Amy Coney Barrett spiked over the last 2 weeks, with nearly half of voters now supporting her confirmation to the Supreme Court as Democrats prepare to oppose her confirmation. A new Morning Consult political poll shows 46% of voters say the Senate should confirm Barrett. Meanwhile, the number of voters who say the Senate should reject Barrett's nomination dropped 3 points to 31%. A top Marine Corps officer tests positive for COVID-19. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
The Marine Corps' number 2 officer has tested positive for coronavirus. Assistant Marine Commandant General Gary Thomas was among top military officers who quarantined themselves after another higher-up tested positive, Coast Guard Admiral Charles Ray. Several of the officers had met at the Pentagon back on Friday.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham is urging senators and President Trump to consider passing the Problem Solvers bipartisan relief package after Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and the White House have not been able to reach an agreement on what economic relief should look like for the nation. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells CNN something does need to be done to help the American people out.
I've been saying for a long time, I don't believe Nancy Pelosi actually wants a deal. I wish she did. I think she views this as something that would give the president a bit of a victory prior to the election so that she's not going to allow that. The discussions are not just about the cost of the bill, it's what's contained in it. And when I read what she's proposed, it's a ransom note. I mean, she wants money to go to bail out states that have been poorly run for decades, wants money to go for tax breaks for millionaires in New York and in California. We need to keep this focused on getting people back to work, getting kids back to school, and helping get the disease behind us.
A New Jersey postal worker was arrested Wednesday for dumping almost 100 mail-in ballots into dumpsters in multiple towns. The Justice Department charging the mail carrier with 4 separate counts after he discarded approximately 1,875 pieces of mail on his route. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.